So we have another manga adaptation in Dansai Bunri no Crime Edge, and it follows the fated pairing of a couple characters here. We have an ordinary boy with a slight problem. He's obsessed with cutting people's hair, almost to the point of being a fetish, is what it looks like. One day he meets a girl called the Hair Queen, who cannot cut her hair because of an inherited curse. So our infamous boy finds a way to cut the uncuttable hair using his magical scissors. The studio's Go Kumi. The director is Yamaguchi Yuji. This kind of reminds me of Cuticle Detective in terms of some of the plot devices, which I watched the first episode of that and dropped it.
If you go purely by the premise, I have to think of a mysterious girl from the X. But it's nothing like that at all.
Scissors.
It's closer to Mysterious Girlfriend X than it is Cuticle Detective in terms of tone. It's an odd mix of like battle royale and like romance, I guess. It's very strange.
Is it worth giving a 3-episode test?
I think watch the first episode actually, simply because it's I don't know, I think it's quite hard to explain, and I think there might be some people intrigued by it. I don't think there will be that many people who are loving it.
See, I thought of Jujebu and the hairbrushing fetish. Though I think it's gonna be nothing like that.
It's like a more extreme version of that. Much more extreme version of that.
Okay, Go Kumi, is that the studio that did Ichigohen?
Yep.
And also
Okay.
A Channel.
And Channel, okay. Got it.
They're the former
And
Gonzo.
also,
Gonzo, right. I
Yeah. Nobina Oda. I want to say.
thought that was Madhouse.
No, it wasn't Madhouse. That was, yeah, that was Go Kumi as well.
Right. Well, I liked all of those, but
I'll probably give it an episode just. See what the heck it's actually about. So, you said Battle Royale?
yeah, it turns into like a fighting series, like a very
Like a
strange
death
one.
game series where, like.
I think kind of like a death game series. I'd have to. I only read like the first few chapters, like skimmed as well, so I wasn't reading it properly. But it gave off that vibe. It was. It look. It is actually more serious, apparently, or it tries to be more serious than the premise makes it out to be. And even like even the preview looks very kind of dark.
Director also did Fate Stay Night, Unlimited Blade Works.
That's not saying much.
No.
Yes, I was gonna say.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Oh, it's good note. Good to note.